Welcome to the Jointery Podcast, a podcast where we study the lives of two dads trying to find the balance between the families, hobbies, and work. This week on the Jointery, we discover...
Look, and the odds of this happening are 50-50, so who cares, right?
Let's search for the meaning of life as it had never been witnessed before. The Jointery Podcast.
Everywhere. I don't need to be on, you know, I do a live show, I do this, I'm in everybody's face every day on stories and, I don't know. If everybody, and plus nobody asked me, so.
Yeah, hey, it makes it easy. You know, nobody's asking you shit, well, you don't have to do shit. I don't know. I don't get asked that often, but it seems like this fucking month has been like... Let's go.
No, all my friends are getting hit up a lot. Dave Miller, Trevor just did something recently.
Oh, my God.
You're doing stuff.
Trevor's doing shit. What's Trevor doing? I don't know. He's not supporting our podcast at all. and you seem to think he's a fucking friend? My ass.
People are like, what is he doing right now?
Who, me? Did you start this shit? God damn it. You know, it's funny. Okay, look, you fucker. Hey, here's the thing. Right? I was talking to somebody, and they were talking about the podcast. I think it might have been one of the Patreons. I can't fucking remember, because I know I was stoned out of my mind. And they were like, here's how I would describe the Jointery Podcast. They're like, I think it might have been Dave. He's like, here's how I describe the podcast. He goes, it's kind of like you're at a party, right? And you walk up on... two dudes and they're fucking having this conversation and you're just like, oh, this shit's interesting, but you're an introvert, so you just stand there and fucking listen the whole time. He goes, because half the time you guys hit record and like you're already in the middle of a conversation, right? Like there's no like welcome to the joint. No, it's like by the time the intro cuts out, it's like we've been talking over the whole intro and like they don't know how long we've been talking. It could have been for a fucking minute or it could have been fucking for an hour.
What? So. And you think this is just by accident or do you think that I orchestrated this way? I've been doing this for a little while.
I think you just realize it. Like, look, you want the camera rolling just in case some shit happens. You don't know if some shit's going to happen. But if it does... and you don't have the camera rolling, dude, you're going to fucking hate yourself.
Yeah.
You're a man with regrets.
Dude, you made it back from Maker Camp.
Wait, look at this. This is...
Whoa! That thing's wicked looking.
Dude, this is...
What is that?
This is the back half of a cork gun that is giving for Ellie's costume for... She's Harley Quinn for Halloween. Dude, so like I'm printing this gun, right? Which I am not into printing guns, but I'm like, last year I put a lot of energy into Bub's costume, right?
Yeah.
I put a lot of energy into it and it paid off, dude. It went so well that another kid is wearing Bub's costume this year from last year, right?
Oh, okay.
And like year, Bub's is going to be dope. He's going to be the Riddler, but I really haven't started his shit yet. But Ellie's stuff, I'm doing so much for her, dude. So she's Harley Quinn, right?
Yeah.
And look, I 3D printed the head of the mallet, right?
Oh, yes, that's dope.
Okay, so all I got to do is put a doll in here. And like I'm thinking like, you know, like with an axe or a mallet or something, and he's like a pommel on the other end.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is the most Joker thing I could put on the other end? So I printed a boxing glove.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, so her shit's gonna be dope, and like I've been 3D printing while I'm at work, and like I've had no breaks in like the last fucking 48 hours. I don't know if it's fucking 2 o'clock or 10 o'clock. I have no idea.
How tall can something be in your printer? What's the height?
I know you can print like the height of a helmet, like a Star Wars helmet.
So is that like 12 inches or something? Or
yeah, 14 like inches, I don't know. It's like 200 something centimeters. Like nah, let's say 220 millimeters.
That does not help me.
Wait, hold on. Millimeters, 2 inches. All right. So like 8 or 9 inches.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Are you thinking, are you printing the cane or are you printing the whole thing? Are you going to print it in sections so you can screw it together, or how's it going to work?
Well, I found a dude who had a file for it. I don't like the shape of the question mark.
Oh, okay.
So half of me is like, do I learn a new skill again to do what I want to do? Because I saw this one dude and he made a wizard staff. Right.
Ooh, yeah.
And you print all the pieces and they all screw together. So yeah. You can make this wizard staff as long as you fucking want. Right. He had one that was like 7 feet long. Right. and so I was thinking, like, well, if I just make a wizard staff. Right. But I make it with like, that could be dope. And I don't think it'd be that hard to do. So I don't know. We're going to see what happens.
I assumed there were 3D printed like canes or staves or something already, files for that shit. So like, I assumed that would be easy for you to find.
You'd be surprised. Like for the main characters, like if you type the Joker in, there's a ton of shit. But like if you type like Harley Quinn or the Riddler or like Scarecrow, there's almost nothing.
Really?
Right?
Interesting.
Yeah. It fucking dives deep right off like your availability. So
I'm also being Scarecrow this year.
Are you really? You're like the death metal version?
Wizard of Oz.
wait. Is your whole family going as Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, we're all off to see the wizard together.
So if you're Scarecrow.
Oh, this will be fun.
Can I guess? I mean, yes, obviously, please. I think Penny is Dorothy, right?
Yeah, Penny's Dorothy.
Okay, and that means that Frankie's either got to be the Cowardly Lion or the Tin Man, and I would go Frankie Tin Man.
Frankie Tin Man, he gets to carry an axe, so you know he's all in on that.
And yeah, you can take mine from Maker's Camp. He'll fucking really murder some people, and then Deb's got to be. Hold on. Oh, the Wicked Witch of the West?
No, she's going Cowardly Lion. She bought herself.
What?
She bought herself a onesie. Well, that way we're all four. We can walk down the yellow brick road together. You know what I mean? Like,
I fucking hope that like you fucking lay out some, you like fucking Photoshop or do something to make the road yellow, and you guys, I get a video of you guys all skipping down the street, fucking, you know.
I will orchestrate the skipping and the holding of hands. You just have to Photoshop the yellow brick road underneath it.
If you give me a picture, not video, for sure I'll do it.
Yeah,
that's easy.
Yeah. That'll be fun. But that thing looks cool though. That you're printing that. So what's the cartridge? Just a normal
dude. It's got fucking like shotgun shells. I'm gonna print the cartridges for it, and then I bought a cork, and I'm gonna drill a hole in it and put a string in it. So I'll put the cork inside the end of the muzzle.
Oh, okay. So it'll just be a single shot cork on a string.
It's not gonna actually shoot, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, look, I could probably figure out how to make a shoot, but like,
oh, I just dude,
my brain power is like I got enough power left for anything.
No, I just assumed it like it was a file that was meant for shooting corks out of it. But
the files that I've seen that are like things that shoot things, like you either got to add mechanical things like springs or like some other shit.
Got it.
Like, I don't like printing things that I got to go buy things to finish them. You know, like, I don't want to, like, if I don't have the screws or, like, I don't have the other shit, like, I don't want to.
She probably would have been fine. You probably could have just got away with just the sledgehammer. You know what I mean? Like, but.
Probably could, but I saw that pistol and I was like, look, and accidentally, Ben, I'm printing two of them.
Oh, so. Accidentally, of course.
Accidentally. I mean, because I could use one, you know. But this thing is, like, I'm just holding the pistol part with the trigger, and it's big in my hand.
Oh, yeah.
There's huge. No way my daughter is going to be able to, like, put her finger on the trigger and hold this thing. The gun is going to be comically large. Yeah. It's going to be...
She's just gonna, she'll be holding it, but it'll be in a backpack, probably, by the end of the night.
Maybe. I don't, you know what it'll be? It'll be fucking on the side of the street at the end of the night.
You should put a strap on it because it's so big. You should put it like a shoulder strap on it so she could hang it over her shoulder.
It's probably not even fucking leave the house. But I will say that, like, for year three, okay, Ellie has, like, she, you know, because Bubs picked out who I was going as, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, look here. I'll give you the hint to see if you can guess mine and if Jackie actually decides to dress up Jackie's, right? She picked who she would want to be, but Bubs is the Riddler.
Riddler.
And Ellie is Harley Quinn.
I think Jackie, first off, I'll guess Jackie, excuse me. I think Jackie is Poison Ivy. She's into plants and stuff like that.
Yep. Nice.
Okay, yeah.
And I'll give you a hint, okay? Well, this is a bad hint, but Bubs originally wanted me to be Clayface. And I was like, how the fuck am I going to be Clayface? I'd have to have, like, a burlap bag over my head and wear that brown shirt from the Bumbleshoots video and, like, fucking, like, big parachute. I don't know, man. I'd have to, like, I don't know how to do that.
If I had to guess, and I'm pretty sure I'm right, there's one villain that you scream, and I'm saying Two-Face. That's who. Am I close?
No.
You would have been a great Two-Face.
You're close in the sense that it's a DC Comics villain, but you ready?
I'm gonna break you back. I think you told me you were gonna be Bane already. I forgot. That's right. Bane.
Dude, so I'm getting my hair cut tomorrow and I gotta have the beard trimmed from underneath the mask.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have a shorter beard tomorrow. People barely could recognize me. They're gonna probably ask me if I lost weight, which is hilarious.
I love that when you shave. That's the first thing. Like, you shave or get a haircut. Hey, you look like you lost weight. It's like, yeah, man. You get that instant gratification. Instant gratification, even though you didn't lose shit.
Yeah.
I love it.
But Ellie was, like, really concerned. She's like, Dad, what are you going to do for the extra candy? Right?
Yeah.
Because year one, I went as Boba Fett. I went as Boba Fat. Right? And I made a cardboard jetpack, and we filled that fucking thing up with candy.
Yeah.
Year two, I made that heavy ass fucking
briefcase
piece because I was a mad scientist.
Yeah.
So this year, I got a tactical backpack and some pool noodles, green pool noodles. And I'm going to try to turn it into, like, the green. So I'm going hybrid Dark Knight Bane versus classic Bane versus Dad, who really didn't want to put an overly amount of effort. Right? It's like a combination of the three. So
that's cool. So you guys are doing a family thing too. I love it.
Jackie's gonna sit in front of our house the whole time, and she's just gonna, like, chill out, right? Passing out candy, and I'm gonna be running around with Bubs and God knows who else, and then Ellie's gonna be running with her friends, and, like, I just won't see her for an hour. But we're also having a block party and a band, so, like, it's kind of wild, dude.
Wow, you guys are really stepping it up. Are you guys, aren't you and Jackie part of the party planning committee of the neighborhood and stuff, or running it or something? Like,
for our block. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So is that where the block is it on your block, the band and everything? Are you guys hosting it? Like your block?
No, not, well, on our block, but not on my porch. So, like, Oak Park gives away. Well, that's how it is in my neighborhood. They have bands on the front porch, and people put fucking chairs up and shit like that. I'm like, looking at my wife, I'm like, if we're gonna have a band here, I'm like, we're gonna run out of candy, like, in a heartbeat. Like, last year, none of the houses actually had candy. We just had fucking, like, a candy station in the middle of the street.
I remember you,
like,
told
people
us.
Walked up to it, and it's like, how many pounds of candy do you want? Like, all of the neighbors brought, like, hundreds of pieces. So it was just like they made their way around a buffet table picking up handfuls of candy.
Is
it
your
was
neighborhood
very efficient?
Is your neighborhood just basically is Halloween sponsored by Harbo? Is that lady still there who works at Harbo?
She got let go of Harbo. And her daughter was like, her daughter the other day at the bus stop was like, my mom does not have a job. She was fired from Harbo, but she interviews a lot. But most of the time, if I don't want to go to school, she'll drive me because she's got nothing better to do.
I love it.
She's seven. I was like, man, I'm like, dear Lord. Like,
I love when kids share. I love when kids overshare information. That's just
she's a super sharer. Like, I was like, whoa. I was like, I knew about all this, but still, I'm like, you gotta chill, little girl. Like, I'll go shitting on your mom, man. That's just, that ain't right. You know,
say, I know you don't watch much football, but there's an NFL commercial right now running where the mom, there's two moms at a bus stop with one of the kids, and she's like, "Oh, girl, you know, I wish we could come to the game, but you know, we got this and this going on." And the little girl goes, "You said you don't like watching the game with her," and she's like, "Oh, I didn't say that." And they go, "Should we go to the replay?" And the ref comes out with the replay booth, and they watch. They watch it back. Oh, it's so funny, man.
Dude, I have watched 5 minutes of football this season, okay? And my dad made a decent point about this week. He was like, "But I still like football." And I was like, "I just get tired of fucking rooting for other teams." Like, I watched 5 minutes of football this year, and it was Justin Fields throwing an interception. In the 5 minutes, he threw an interception to lose the game, right? Like, I literally flipped it on. I was like, "Oh, it's close." And then I watched him throw an interception, and then it was over.
Yeah, I mean, they've actually been trending up recently. So
from losing horribly to just losing kind of?
Well, they lost this week too, I guess, but they were doing better. But nobody cares.
They're going for back-to-back. They're going back-to-back first round picks, bro. First pick.
Yeah, they might end up with Caleb Williams from USC, which is not a bad pickup. Sports balls, guys. We're talking sports balls for all you care people out there who care.
Go sports.
Yeah.
So I know you like sports. I'm fucking done with it. I got too much going on in my life.
I know you do. So Halloween, you guys are all good. You got your costumes. Have you started buying candy yet, Jackie?
Not no candy yet. I'm not real worried about that. We are, our decorations are up, and our house is ready, all I got to do is finish these costumes and we're going to be good to go. So
nice. Yeah. We are also all decorated inside and out. But the same thing, we leave here every year fully decorated and, go to G-Ma's house in another city and do Halloween there. And we got friends coming over again this year, so that'll be fun. Or a bunch of kids running around together, and we do the pumpkin carving. Do you guys do the pumpkin carving? I forget. Do you guys do that?
We do carve pumpkins, but
okay.
I kind of look at it like a little bit of a waste.
Are you a day of carver, or do you guys carve like the week before?
Okay, day of or day before.
Yeah,
and I am proud of myself. Somebody asked me to do some shit on the 30th, and I was like, no. And they're like, why? I was like, because it's the day before Halloween. I'm going to be busy as shit. And if I have something else planned, I'm going to be stressed out. So I actually said no to something. I was very proud of myself.
That is unlike
you. I don't remember what it was because I don't commit things to memory, right? Because committing things to memory is for suckers. That's why I take notes on shit on my phone. Otherwise, I'd have nothing every week.
So funny, man. Are you one of those guys who goes to looks at a waitress when she's taking your order and is not writing it down? You're like, motherfucker, somebody's she's
dude. Second she walks away, okay, I'm putting bets on the table, right? Like, look, in like the max stakes, I would say would be the cost of another person's meal. Right.
Yeah.
Like if I just said, like, look, I'll just take a cheeseburger with French fries. Okay, my expectation she could get that right. But if I'm like, hey, I want cheeseburger, but I don't want the fries. I want tater tots, and like I want bacon on that. Fucking dude, money on the table. Let's go.
Yeah, I was a waiter.
If anybody commits anything to memory to me is a fucking stupid. Like, if you can commit shit to memory and it actually sticks, you're not doing enough drugs.
Or you haven't done enough.
You're not drinking enough.
Yeah. No, I was a waiter, man. And I tried to do the whole remember things without writing it down. And yeah, that never worked out for me. I was never good at that. I always had to write it down. But
yeah,
I always, it's just funny. So we're all ready for Halloween. Sounds like you're all ready for Halloween.
Yeah, I'm good to go.
Yeah, we're not buying candy until like right before. Otherwise, we're just going to be eating candy for weeks beforehand. That's not good.
Can you ballpark how much bounty pounds of candy you ate last Halloween?
Oh, it's not. Dude, we had candy for months. We were eating Halloween candy on Christmas, bro. Like, we were still eating our Halloween candy. There was so much of it. It was
in your house is a candy house.
We're a candy house. Yeah. And why do you think we have so much candy? Debbie buys candy to give out. She gives out, you know, she'll buy three bags and two of them will go to give out and one bag will be for the house.
Oh, no, I forgot to give away this candy bag.
Oh, we left that bag there at home again for the eighth year in a row.
Exactly. Hey, look, you did ask me about Maker's Camp before I so rudely switched the subject right to Halloween because I was so fucking preoccupied moving filament over. But I mean, we're like, look, this is
what I figured we'd be talking about Maker's Camp because you got back, you survived. Looked like everybody had, it was rained out for most of it, or rained a lot, I should say. But it seemed like everybody still had a good old time.
Yeah, you know, it was, this is only my second Maker's Camp, so I can't be like, well, you know, my experience at Maker's Camp. Like, dude, I've only been there twice. So, it sucked that it rained so much on the Saturday, right? Because, like, Saturday, I had geared it up for myself where I felt like last year I didn't get to hang out with enough people. And I did do a much better job of hanging out with people this year. Like, I spent a lot of time with our Patreons. Like, I fucking would be walking through the thing, and if I saw one or two of them sitting there eating or hanging out, like, I just sat down. I gave Lee from Regal Street's wife the hardest time every opportunity, and I made things overly sexual at every chance I had. Like, and she's like, stop it, Luke, shit's not funny. And I was like, it's fucking hilarious. And then I look at Lee and he's just like, I can't support this argument in either way. I'm gonna pretend like I'm spaced out over here. It was fucking hilarious. I had her going. I do not think she could spend a weekend with me. I think that if she did, Lee and her would have some serious talks. And at the end of it, Lee would have to have a conversation with me that neither of us would enjoy. Yeah. So, I hung out with Mike and I hung out with Eric a bunch. Eric, dude, I made that X, dude. Fucking X.
Yeah, that thing looked awesome. I loved your video of you making it. You kept putting your hat on other people.
Dude, it was so much work. Every chance I had or I could get somebody else to do a little bit of the work for me, I would just, in my head's so fucking big, I could, most cases, I put my hat over their hat. It's like one time it was Sean Beckner. Dude, which I got to tell you some shit about Sean that's going to fucking change your life, bro.
Yeah.
I got a hilarious story about Sean. And I think I got the video on my phone somewhere, but, you know, I've been posting about Harvey all week because Harvey had this sale that ended today.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to build shit up. I'm just going to go through my shit list, right? And then you could ask me any other questions about Maker's Camp, but I want to make this like a whole Maker's Camp recap thing because, like... There's I've already been on another podcast where we talked about Maker's Camp.
No, so, it's all good. Yeah. Go listen to the other podcast.
Yeah. Well, we didn't look. Of course, I completely he wanted to ask real questions about Maker's Camp, and I completely derailed.
Because Matt wasn't there, right?
Matt wasn't there. It was Dave and I. I'm not helpful on my own, and when Dave's in the room, it's two of us that are, I make him less helpful. You know?
Yeah, of course.
And that podcast, the funniest part of that podcast to me is the end, because like we're sitting there and we're talking and then there's like a break in the conversation. And I'm like, well, I guess we're done then, right? And then Dave's like, I guess so. And then Matt's like, oh, so we're just ending it? And we're like, yeah, fuck it. This was good.
You guys decided when it was over? That's hilarious.
And we just ended the podcast. We're like, this is good enough. This is fine. So, all right. So here's, I got four things on my shit list, okay, that are all pretty funny. So the first one is, I was standing next to Jimmy DiResta, okay, and because we're tight now,
Jimmy D and I,
and dude, just fucking, I forget who walked up to him, and they had made like a metal sleeve that you put a Sharpie in, right? And like, he's like, Jimmy, I want. Like it was like a twisted piece of metal that you put Sharpie in. You know, anyway, it was cool looking. And so he hands it to Jimmy. He says, Jimmy, I want to show this. And Jimmy had the best quote I had at all of Maker. Second best quote I've had at all of Maker Camp. Pete from Petrie's had the best quote.
Yeah.
But Jimmy looks at it and he goes, is this for me or I just get to touch it? And I was like, Jimmy, can I put that on a shirt? I was like, because
that's great.
I was like, that would be fucking hilarious, right? Is this for me?
Or do I just
or get, do to, I just touch get to touch it? Right? It's fucking hilarious, right?
Yeah.
So then so there's this dude named Lee who is on the like Storytellers Tavern podcast. Keep forgetting the fucking name of this podcast, but is this guy Lee and his other dude Mush. And Lee,
Lee and Mush. It sounds like a fucking Detroit, Michigan talk station, yeah. Like a morning show. Tune right. in to 96.5 Lee and Mush. Give you all the traffic on the nines, the fives, and all the time in between.
It basically, yeah. So his account's name is the Tinker Teacher, right?
All
right, and dude. This guy is awesome, right? He fucking went out and for the Maker Swap. Made a chessboard, and he had the first row of pawns were all like Maker's Camp little pawns, right? But then the second row, he took Jimmy DiResta was the king. I forget who was the queen.
3D printed?
3D printed and painted, right?
All right.
Oh boy. I hope this doesn't go out. I just got a notification on my phone that I'm not connected to the internet. So we'll see if this sticks. But anyways, so he made Dave the rook, right?
Okay.
Because Dave did all the maker scans. He used maker scan stuff. And he made me the bishop, right?
Oh, nice.
And it's fucking cool as shit. He puts glasses on me. Yeah. Where he scanned it at work. And I was like in a holy pose. And he goes, I made you the bishop because you're the most irreverent person I've ever met. And it was funny because like I look at him and I was like, oh, thank you. And I look at Lee and Lee looks at me and then like I look at somebody else and like I'm like, does anyone else know what irreverent means? And everyone was like, no, I don't, right? Okay. So like I'm sitting there later. Okay,
yeah.
And I Google it, right? Okay, irreverent, right?
Yeah.
I'll just do the search right now, okay? And like, so it says showing a lack of respect for people or things that are generally taken seriously, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then the similar words are all bad, right? They're disrespectful, disdainful, scornful, contemptuous, derisive. Disparaging, insolent, impudent, impertinent, cheeky, flippant, flip, insubordinate, presumptuous, forward, rude, impolite, discourteous, civil, insulting, abusive, fresh, and lippy. Okay? I don't know which one of those ones was a compliment, but I'm sitting there like looking at Lee. I'm like he did this really nice thing for me, right? And like he gave me one of the chess pieces and like the board was beautiful and I really liked the guy. But I'm like, I don't know if he used the wrong word. And I asked a couple other people. I was like, what do you think irreverent means? And would you describe me as irreverent? And they're most of them were like, I don't know what it means. And the few that did, they were like, maybe. I don't know. You're not the most irreverent person I've ever met. I was like, so I don't know, dude. And I still don't understand it.
It's because to me, irreverent means like lack of fucks, right? So you have a lot of lack of fucks to give. So that's probably what that's how I take it. That's awesome, bro, that you made the chessboard. So that was a maker swap gift.
It was somebody got that as a maker swap gift.
That's right? Hilarious that they get a chessboard with like you guys on it.
Yeah, right. So the funniest thing, right, is that he said irreverent, but it was at night. I was really high and I couldn't remember what he said to me. Right.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm sitting next to Pete from Petrie and he's in line to get a picture taken or some shit. And I show him the little statue because I was so proud of it, you know, and I go, yeah, I go, he was talking to me. And he was like, man, you are the most something person I've ever met. And I was like, I can't remember what he said. And Pete looks at me and goes, that's exactly how I would describe you. You are the most something person I've ever met. Something person. I was like, I think that's fair. It's probably fair.
We're not sure what kind of person he is. He's a something person.
I don't know. He's like, there's probably words to describe you, which I think is a compliment, but I don't really care. So it's yeah. fine
to me. That's awesome. But
the funniest shit to me, right? Like it was a fun weekend and the drive wasn't bad and all that shit. But like one of the funniest things that happened to me, or one of the coolest / funniest things, was Sean Beckner. Okay.
Yeah, I love like, Sean.
I might not have talked to Sean since the last Makers Camp.
Okay. Yeah.
It's possible. But I dig Sean. I really do. So yeah. I walk off to the side, okay, of where this big Zeebo thing is with this guy, and he had a pre-roll with him, right? The yeah. fucking strong shit, dude. I smoked this pre-roll with him, and my fucking eyes went cross-eyed, bro. Like at least 10 minutes. I had a hard time talking to anybody. So I'm stoned out of my mind, and I walk in there, okay? And they started so I walk in there and I see Sean Beckner, okay? And he's holding a deck of playing cards and he's shuffling them.
I was just gonna ask if he did magic tricks for you. That's awesome.
I had no fucking idea. So like Sean's like, I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm warming up. He goes, I might do some magic. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, dude, I've been doing magic since I've been like 19, like all hand card shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I'm stoned. I'm baked. Okay. Oh,
the best.
And he's like, yeah. He's like, you want me to do a trick for you? I'm like, yeah. And I'm pretty sure somebody filmed it. I gotta look this up. Or I filmed it. I don't remember. I was high. So so he does this trick where he's like, put an X on this card, and every time he fucking puts it in the deck, somehow, no matter what it looks like, he pulls the card out, right?
Yeah.
And like every time he did it, I was like, that was a great trick. And then he did it again a different way. Okay. And every time I was sold on the idea that this was the end of the trick and how awesome that was, but he did it like six times. Okay. And by the sixth time, I was like, I can't get more fucking excited. I'm like, is this going to end or keep going? Like, I just, you know, like, this is crazy. I'm like, this is wild. I had no idea. Like, I think like, oh, he's really good at like making shit and bandsaw and, you know, he's a technical dude. And like, but no, this motherfucker is like the David Blaine of card tricks.
Yeah, man. Like, I've known he's done card tricks for a while. He used to tell us about them all the time on Clubhouse and stuff. He used to talk about how he'd do them. I've never actually seen him do it though. You know what? Actually, no. I think I'm lying. I think he shared a video of himself doing one in the thread at one point. But damn, I'm jealous that you got to see him do it in person though. God,
he did this fucking trick that was so fucking good, man. And like at the end of it, I'm just like, I fucking love you, Sean. Like, I was like, because like honestly, like I love people who get into weird shit, and like all the other shit that Sean knows, right, is fine. But the fact that he's fucking so good at card magic makes me love that fucking guy. Plus, his head is small enough that I could fit my hat over his hat, and it's still loose. Okay, that's the other thing I learned about Sean.
Dude, I mean, you know, the amount of discipline that takes to learn that skill so well, I mean, dude, it's amazing. Like, people are good at that. It just fucking blows my mind.
Oh, and I got one more thing for you. Okay. So they did karaoke, right?
Oh, yeah.
I saw, they always do karaoke.
Someone's running around in her banana outfit. That girl.
If you didn't know Lindsay, you'd think somebody put something in her fucking drink, but like that's just how she is.
She's crazy, no, dude.
I have my top two people singers this year. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Number two was Morgan Hop, the guy who does the videos for Onefinity and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Morgan, yeah. That motherfucker could put on a show, right?
He can sing.
He was good. He was good, right?
He can sing.
But the fucking king of the karaoke was Adam Barnett from Barnett Builds, right?
Oh, really?
He did fucking I forgot what song he did, but dude, like he started out a little bit and like everybody had the same reaction where he started singing, right? And they're like in the middle of a conversation and they like slowly look towards the stage like, who the fuck is singing this? And he was just crushing it, right? He didn't even look at the screen one time, right?
Yeah.
That motherfucker knew what he was doing. So
that's awesome. So he had a really good. So those two were both really good singers.
There was a lot of good singers, but you know, like Keith Decent's always a great singer. He was in a punk rock band, I guess, when he was young, and like a bunch of other dudes were good at singing, and some dudes were just good at putting on a fucking show.
Yeah.
So a couple of people were like, you should get up there and sing, and I'm like, I am way too high for this. Like, I will get up there and forget I was singing halfway through. I already was too high on that Maker's Lounge podcast, and I forgot I was on the podcast halfway through. I kept asking him if he started the podcast like three times. Like, so yeah, I don't know.
Any Daniel Dunlap rapping again this year? Did he get up?
Daniel, he didn't. I remember him singing, and like I like Daniel. And he really should not be singing. Like like when he sang, when I did that Roxanne video, right? Yeah. And he chimed in on it. Man, I love Daniel Dunlap. He's great. He's a nice dude. Like, great guy from what I understand about him, right?
Yeah.
Man, that motherfucker just is all enthusiasm when he sings and zero skill. Like, sorry, Daniel, but that's the truth, man.
I just remember seeing a video from him last year rapping, and I thought it was great. It was hilarious. But yeah, I saw a bunch of karaoke videos.
He thought I was fucking with him at one point, right? Where I was making the axe, and he was like, I want to make an axe. And I was like, look, man, if you want an axe head, you need to go down by the pond, okay? And next to the outhouse, there's a guy there with some tables and shit, and his name is Skip. Tell Skip that Luke sent you, okay? And he'll sell you an axe head.
Down by the river.
And Daniel, like, looked at me, and he was like, are you lying? And I was like, no, man. I was like, I'm not lying. He's like, okay, all right. So he walks off, right? And like someone else came up to me later and was like, hey, I caught Daniel walking to the pond. He goes, I'm pretty sure Luke's fucking with me about some dude named Skip down by the pond. He's like, but he was so convincing, I have to go check for myself, which means now I have to completely lie to him the next time I see him, right? About some shit like this, you know? Because right now he might trust me.
Wait, was there really a guy named Skip down by the river?
Yes. Yes.
So you weren't fucking with him. That's great.
No. But the way I told it to him, it definitely came off as me fucking with him.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's so fun. Well, it sounds like you guys had a blast, dude. Did you take part in the boat race?
You know, I was so busy making the axe, right? And my plan was that I was going to try to do a lot of the boat on Saturday, right? And just fucking schlock it together. But I didn't get a chance. I did bring home some boat kits. I'm going to try to do it with the kids here at the house.
Nice.
But next year I am going to find a way to cheat. Because Paul Jackman, man, oh my God, dude. I like rolled up to the boat thing, regatta, like at the very, like towards the end of it.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it wasn't windy, so the boats weren't really moving around a lot. Paul Jackson's fucking got his power boat from last year, and he took this year's boat and just put it on top of last year's boat. Right? So like he's driving it around, and like he sees this little girl's boat, right? And he's like, "Hey, I'm gonna push you." And she's like, "Okay." And he fucking went behind her boat and then sunk her boat. Right? So a couple people and I were talking about. I was like, "We need to fucking put together a small navy to bring down Jackman next year, right?" So
that would be awesome, dude. You should bring a sub.
Well, I was thinking about what would be the ultimate like watercraft I could bring, you know, that would bring down his boat, you know. So
hovercraft.
I haven't decided yet. It's got to be something that has a lot of I think it's going to turn into like battle bots on the water.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so
that would be dope.
Aquabots or some shit.
Aquabots,
yeah.
Oh, that's great, man. Sounds like fun.
It's good, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was a good time. It was good time.
Yeah. So, have you used the axe since you brought it home? Have you any wood?
I've just swung it around like a baseball bat.
Did they actually sharpen it for you?
I had Pat Laps sharpen it for me.
Woo!
Yeah.
So that thing must be sharp.
It's sharp. So
did you get a sheath for it or anything?
Yeah, I got a little blade protector thing. So that was nice. Cool. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so this is pretty cool, man. Yeah. So it was it was a lot of fun, man. And I really do like last year I felt like I was like I couldn't tell you which one I liked more, Makers Camp or Workbench Con. Yeah. But it's for sure Makers Camp. Like now that I've been like, back to Makers Camp.
Yeah. Seems like a good time. It seems like it's a more of a relaxed environment and, you know, more to do, you know, hands-on stuff to do. So, I mean, it seems like it'd be the better of the two. What's crazy is, like, I was telling, I talked to Lucas and Dre, or I talked to Lucas of Lucas and Dre the other day, and I was telling him, man, I didn't even see any videos from him, Dre, Tiffany. It seems like all these people, they were all working the whole time. Like all.
Somehow the cell phone signal this year was worse than last year.
That's well, more people. So you would think with more people, it makes it worse. So because everybody's trying to get on.
Dude, yeah. I the only times I had any kind of signal was like when I would lay in bed at night. Right. And I know a lot of people had left at that point. Right.
Yeah.
I could get TikTok or Instagram to go, but I couldn't really like do a lot with it. You know, and if I looked at it too much, then it just stopped.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so I listened to audiobooks and shit. And or if I went to the main building and went on the Wi-Fi, and the Wi-Fi was horrible. It's like one of those Wi-Fis that actually doesn't have the internet. Like the internet doesn't work when you connect to the Wi-Fi.
Yeah. That's the worst.
Yeah, so
that's the worst. It's crazy too that I saw so many people were getting there earlier and earlier. Like it looked like it started on Thursday this year instead of Friday.
And I'd say it was about the same on Thursday, right? And some people weren't there on Thursday that were there last year. You know.
Okay.
So
it was just interesting. I was just like, damn, it seems like a lot of people there on Thursday this year.
You were trying to watch social media to see what was going on, you just were never going to get enough out of it because either people were busy or didn't have cell phone signals or whatever.
Yeah, there was definitely a lot less coverage this year than there was last year, which is probably nice for everybody there. You know what I mean? It's just the people back here with FOMO who are trying to follow along, you know?
Oh, and by the way, I might have ruined any kind of relationship I would have ever had with Brunt also.
I've heard this story from two people already.
Oh, you have? Yeah. I haven't told it that many people, so like the amount of people who've told you, that's impressive. Who'd you hear it from?
Well, you told me. So you're one.
Okay. Yeah.
But Lucas told me because the Brunt guys told him about it.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Dude. He said they all were laughing and they all thought it was really funny and got a kick out of it. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't like they weren't like talking shit. Like oh, this fucking guy. They just thought it was hilarious. You know,
dude. When I left my house, I thought my Brunts were underneath this thing, and it was dark and it was midnight, and I was fucking tired. So I just grabbed the boots, right?
Yeah.
And I just threw them in there, and I didn't like look closely at them. Like, you know,
you got to tell the story for other people because not everybody has heard this story.
Okay. So what happened was, here's what happened. So what happened is I'm fucking leaving my house. Okay. And I was like, look, it's Maker's Camp. You got to bring boots. That's just, you need to bring boots and you need to bring cold weather gear. You want to stay dry and you want to stay warm. Right. So, cause it was cold last year. So I get the boot, like I'm leaving. It's late. I just grabbed a pair of boots, grabbed them, threw them on top of my suitcase. When Alma got there at fucking like 11:30 at night, I drag all my shit out, throw it in the car. Right? First day, didn't wear the boots. Second day, didn't wear the boots. Third day, it's fucking pouring rain. So I'm like, I got these boots. So I pull them out, right? And I'm fucking sloshing around. I mean, it's so muddy. It was like, it was like, somebody said it was kind of like a Maker's version of Burning Man. Right?
Yeah.
And, So I'm slacking around in these boots the whole time, and I was like, at least my feet are dry, right? I was really appreciative of that. My feet were getting tired because I don't like wearing boots like that. You know, I wear mostly gym shoes. But Brunt was doing this really cool thing where they were laser burning logos onto people's hats, right?
Yeah.
And other shit. Like, it was really cool. So, like, I see finally they got no line, and I walk up to the Brunt guys. I was like, fellas, what's shaking? And they're like, oh, nothing. I'm like, you guys doing a hats right now? And they're like, no, we're taking a break. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I'll come back later, right? And I was like, oh, by the way, man, I'm really glad I got these brunts on today, man, because my feet are dry, and I'm fucking happy about that shit. Thinking to myself that I'm wearing brunts, but I was not. And one dude goes, yeah, dude, those aren't brunts. And I was like, what? I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, those are for fucking Rock Roosters. I was like, really? He's like, yes, I know what our boots look like, dude. I was like, okay. Well, it was great seeing you guys. I'm just going to leave.
Bye. He just fucking walked off. I
was like, wasn't there some sort of like, ka-chow, like you kind of like showed him off when you showed it to him? Dude, in my head, I'm picturing you like, ka-chow, like check out these boots.
Kind of. I did like the whole like double hand point to the ground and like you lift your foot up off the ground, you know? Yeah. Like, boom, got the brunts on. They're like, no, you don't. I'm like, why do I gotta be a fucking idiot in every situation? I'm like, you know, and it's like it happens so often to me that like when it happens to other people, they get completely embarrassed. I'm like, well, you're just clearly not doing it enough.
I fucking love that story so much. And it's not because you, it's just the whole story just makes me laugh. You know, because you were so like confident that you were wearing them. And
you know, because like look, however I feel about their boots, right? I think their boots are nice, but they're just really over for what I need for me, right?
Yeah, you're not a boot guy.
I'm not a boot guy, right? But like yeah, I made a complete idiot of myself. So
I love it. It's so funny.
Yeah.
So good, dude.
All right. So I proposed a question today to my buddy Dave, 3D Dave, and we've been talking about this all day. Okay.
Did, before you get to just quickly, okay. Did tons of scans go over? Did he do a bunch of scans the whole weekend or what?
He did. Actually, he did a number of scans, but then he enlisted Otis from Pine and Elite.
And, oh, nice.
And Otis did a bunch of scans.
Oh, and how did the 3D printed Jimmy? How did he hold up over the year?
He looked the same as he did last year, dude. It was great.
Okay, so cool. Sorry to interrupt. I just those two things popped into my head, and I wanted to get to that before we forgot.
Before I switch subjects, do you got any other questions?
No, that was it. I just you made me think. I meant to ask you that earlier, and you made me think of it again. So I wanted to make sure I got it in. So that's cool. I was just I the whole time I wanted to. I never saw a picture of Jimmy like I just assumed like that would be like a focal point. Everybody'd be hanging by, you know, 3D Jimmy, and like I never saw any video or nothing, so I was just kind of curious how he held up, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I saw him. He was in right by the Sabretooth booth.
Okay.
Right where Paul Jackman and Pat Lapp were, but like I really saw some people taking pictures with it, but like it wasn't like a as big of a deal this year.
Yeah, no, I was just okay. Anyways,
did you see Dave's Maker Swap item?
No, I didn't see it. What was it?
Dude, he made, so you know, he 3D printed another Jimmy, right? And then he made a card backing and vacuum form thing to make it like an action figure you would see in a store.
Oh, wow, that's so cool.
Dude, it was so sick.
I swear, man, he should be making like, I swear, I just think people like would be trading these little characters around, you know what I mean? If they were available to people, you know what I mean? Like, I know they are available, I guess.
They're free, you know, but some dude, he told me that some guy is trying to print every one of them and make like a maker army. And it's over like, I think it's close to 200 right now.
Wow. So, that's awesome.
Yeah. It's wild.
Anyways, you asked a question to Dave.
Yes. And this is an a question that I'm very curious to see. By the way, have you finished Ahsoka? Because this is a Star Wars question.
Yeah, no, okay. I did. I finished it. Yeah. I was kind of disappointed on how it ended, by the way. Like, you know what I mean? I was just kind of like, I wanted more. I was like, really? That's where they ended it? Okay.
I knew it was going to be a setup. I knew it was because they'd already announced the movie with Thrawn. You know,
we talked about it. But
anyway. I still enjoyed the ride. I thought it was
I thought it was great. You know what I mean? And it was all new to me because I wasn't familiar with all those characters. So I enjoyed it.
So here's the question.
Okay.
You have to choose. Okay. You could either have the Millennium Falcon. Okay. Real Millennium Falcon and the budget to run it. Right. So you don't have to worry about like getting it and then running out of gas. Like you got enough money to have fun with the thing. Right.
Okay. For a while. Or.
But you can never get laid ever again. No sex ever again, or the Millennium Falcon. I'm telling you right now, I don't think anyone's going to be surprised by my choice. But what would you pick?
Hey, wait, how long do I have? Is it unlimited? I can for the rest of my life, I can fly this thing around. I don't have to worry about.
It's yours.
I never have you to pay for fuel.
You could fucking give it to Frankie when you're done. Yeah.
I never have to pay for fuel. It's just me forever.
You don't have to, like, you know, don't worry about the budget or the logistics of it, right? Like, think about
I'm
it, like,
I'm still
like
a young man. I'm still a young man, Luke. Oh, man, that's a
long. It doesn't mean you can't get frisky, but like, you're not going all the way.
You're not going all the way. I think I'm choosing sex, bro.
And you will not get to ride in my Millennium Falcon, motherfucker. I'd be out. Bye.
Is this some sort of medical castration where they, I mean, how are they going to control you?
You take a vow of, not going all the way. You know, you've heard of that vow, right? Thou shall not goeth all of the wayeth.
Thou shall not.
thou shall not stick it in the, thy hole.
Yeah. Damn, man.
It's a tough choice though, right?
It's a tough choice. If I was older, if I was like in my 60s right now or 70s,
then it wouldn't be it's a good question.
It wouldn't be as good a question. You're right. Okay. Outside
of this question, he'd be like, I'm out. Bye.
Yeah, of course. I'm going flying. But
I'll tell you, Dave had the same answer I had.
Jeez, you guys are, that's too much.
We had plans where I was going to be Han Solo and he was going to be Lando and then we would get Chewie to roll with us. So,
yeah. It's a good idea. You guys can take over the guy. It's kind of like Spaceballs.
Yep, exactly.
That should be the next one. Damn it. That should be the next picture of you guys. It should be the Spaceballs.
I'm going to tell him. I'm going to tell him that. He'll probably do it too.
You got to be Barf, obviously. He's got to be Lone Star. And then... Oh, you should do Alma as Dot.
You know what? I'm going to have a conversation with him about this. So,
if I
he'll just hear it on this podcast because I'll probably forget. But I intend to tell it.
Oh, dude, that's so funny, man. Okay, so what's your favorite? Wait, first, what's your favorite outside of the Millennium Falcon? What vehicle would you be stoked to have out of Star Wars?
I would tell you out of Star Wars.
Like I'm saying out of the Star Wars realm, which vehicle or, you know, something like I'll tell you, cause I was really hyped during Ahsoka for one reason. And you might be able to, guess what it was.
Was it cause you saw the ghost?
No, dude. The like opening scene of the fucking show. You see a certain vehicle that you haven't seen in since like the freaking
the speeder?
The speeder bike, bro.
The speeder bike?
When she comes tearing out of there on that speeder bike, I'll tell you what, I was like hyped. I was like, oh, that's so sick.
Dude, when she fucking dropped it on the concrete and slid underneath the thing. Yes, right? Yes, dude. I was just like, that motherfucker right there. I'm like, that is how you open some Star Wars shit.
Bro, I've wanted to ride that's the vehicle that I've just like, can you imagine like that scene on Endor where they're fucking going through the trees? Pew, 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 pew. Like, yeah. I was always like so hyped on that thing, dude. So like when I saw that in Ahsoka, like the first opening scene, I was just like, oh, that's so cool. That was my moment. Like that was like,
yeah. I mean, so that'd be fun, but I think my second vehicle, which by the way, I would not like that whole like vehicle versus sex thing is the Millennium Falcon's a winner. Everything else is a no. It's a reservoir. No. Right. Like
Because, like, you got to think, right? Like, I would think, like, maybe, like, Darth Vader's...
The TIE Fighter?
The TIE Fighter from, you know, the first Star Wars movie, right? New Hope, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was dope with the fucking wings and shit. But the problem is none of those TIE Fighters have hyperspace engines. So it's not like you're going to... Like, if you're going to go to the moon, it's going to be like going on a road trip, right?
Yeah.
You know, you need something with some hyperspace action. So I might go... X-Wing fighter.
Yeah, I mean, the X-Wing's obviously one of the, you know, that's like the fighter pilot, the fighter jet, you know what I mean? Like, that's, it gets a hyperspeed. But, man, dude, I don't know if there's anything cooler than the speeder bikes, dude. I don't know. I mean...
Especially compared to the bikes that were in the Boba Fett show, right?
Yeah.
Those colorful scooter-looking things.
Yeah, those sucked. Those sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was so hyped to see the original one back. I was just like, like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
So should we talk about what we were talking about when you were trying to get in the shower yesterday? By the way, were you naked when I called?
No, not yet. Oh.
Damn it. 5 minutes longer.
I just had started the shower and you called. And I was like, ah, oh, fuck. I was about to get in.
Thanks, man.
I just meant like you know, it was just like the timing of it. I was just like, oh shit, like 5 minutes later and I would have been in the shower. Yeah, I mean, we can if you want to. Do you want to bring that up now or do you want to hammer it out a little bit more before we bring it to them?
I want my thought was is that I could bring it up, right? And I could get people to start giving me their ideas, right? Because I already have a bunch, right? Okay. But like I'm trying to start a list, and my thought is that I would like people to contribute, right?
Okay, well then lay it out real quick, but don't go in too into depth, but like just kind of give them the what kind of what you're looking for from them.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Oh wait, not what it is. Well,
oh, no, both. I mean, you got to tell them what it is, obviously. But I mean, just saying, we don't have to go super far into the weeds about it.
Oh, no.
We don't have it all hammered out yet. So
look, and the odds of this happening are 50-50. So who cares, right? Yeah. So, dude, I was having lunch today with my buddy, and then like somebody was
the
like,
"Joinery podcast,
50-50.
Yeah, it's a 50-50 shot,
dude. I still haven't fucking gotten people their shirts. Like,
I know,
you know,
bro. I know. I was going to talk to you about that.
I got a lot going on. So yesterday I'm on the way to work and like for a minute I stopped thinking about work and fucking other shit and my brain started to drift and I had this idea that the Jointery podcast should do a maker awards like the Oscars.
Right?
And we call them the Woodies.
Right? I love that. And I love the fact that you immediately said award, and in my brain, the Woodies popped into my brain. And that's why I didn't say it. And I said, what is the name? And you said it. And I was like, we're on the same page, bro. It's like, it was meant to be.
Well, that's kind of how, the name for this podcast went. I was like, okay, Ben, I've got a name for the podcast. And you're like, okay, what is it? I was like, the Jointery. And you were like, huh? Like what? You mean like woodworking? I'm like, no, like smoking joints. And you were like, oh, yeah, that sounds good. That's great.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah. I love it.
So the idea, and this all came because I was watching a video of Suman, right? Mm-hmm. And I've had I love being weirdly sexual with him for some reason. I don't know why. Okay. But I was telling him, I was sending him another message about how good looking he is. And I told him, I said, I don't usually have the volume on when I'm watching his videos because I'm just making up what I want him to say. Right.
Yeah.
And we were both laughing about it. Haha. But I was like, man, it would be funny if he got an award for like best looking maker. Right. You know?
Yeah.
And I thought like, well, what other awards we do? And then I kind of rabbit hole down into a whole award show idea. Right. And the idea behind it is that we would, you know, everybody can nominate whoever they want. Right. And then all of our patrons would be able to pick the winners in every category. And then we would do a live where we, you know, announce the awards and we would send people trophies, which would be like a fucking cut off of a stump or of a tree branch that we would laser with, you know, best looking 2023. The Woodies, you know.
Yeah. Exactly.
So this is the idea.
So I came up with like a couple categories. It's only like three, dude. I really didn't spend enough time fucking working on this because, again, I'm fucking busy. Yeah. So the three categories I have so far, okay, was best looking, obviously, because that's what it started with, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then best beard, I thought.
Yeah.
Right.
That's easy. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But like I don't want it to be all about dudes, right? I want like stuff to be in there for I want everyone to get a shot, right? Like I thought like funniest video of the year, right?
Yeah,
because like some really funny, like some of them are funny because they don't intend to be funny, but like some are fucking funny because they're really fucking funny.
We could do like best voiceover.
Oh yeah,
best lip sync. We could do like these are both categories that could be a part of it because people I guess the lip sync is not as much anymore, but people still do it.
Maybe best tip, you know, we could call it just the tip.
There you go. I love that. You know, best or best use of props.
Like, I mean, I feel like you're just describing Lee with a lot of these. You know,
we can't best music. We can best music video category. You know, we got to add that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah. So like, anyways, if you guys are listening to this and you've held back from sending Ben any messages, right? You should fucking send us a message to tell us what categories you think would be fun and funny. They got to be joinery style. It's not going to be like fucking, you know, YouTube video of the year. You know, we're not doing that shit.
No, I think we could think of funny categories and good categories, and I mean we could highlight some actual
best,
shit. Like
best dressed. Why? Yeah, why would we get serious, Ben? You always
not serious. Want, not you serious. Want
to leave the option to get serious out, and I'm always like completely shooting you down.
Not serious, but I mean it could still be, you know, some funny. I mean, not all funny categories. I mean,
they gotta be funny, man.
Like, all right, well then, fuck it. They're all funny. We'll figure it out. We'll come up with all funny categories. Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't love winning a shitty award?
I think people are gonna want to be a part of it more than you think. You know what I mean? Like, I think it'll be an honor to win a Woody.
Well, and then then that was the idea, is that we would send out them their trophy, and then they could do their acceptance speeches, right?
Yes. Best podcast of the year.
Ooh, dude, can we give a trophy to ourselves?
I think we can.
Dude, how funny if we did this whole award show and we won all the awards. Oh my God,
Ben, you won another one. You blew it. You shouldn't have said anything.
Damn it. We hype it up for months. People are sending all these things, right? It's like best lathe video, you know, Trevor Davies, you know, I don't know, fucking
Pat Lapp,
Red Design, or Red Crow, what's his name?
Raven, Red Raven.
Yeah, Red Raven. Ben from Ponderosa Christian. Ben, you won again. you made a weirdly shaped handle that looks like a penis. Great job, Ben.
I love this idea. I think it'll be funny. So let's try and work on it.
Because the other idea I had, we still have not done, which is the whole competition for a shop build one, right?
Yeah, we haven't done that. This seems a little more up our alley.
Yes, this is a lot less work.
I gotta get me a tuxedo shirt. So when we do the live, we can both be in tuxedo shirts.
I got a tuxedo shirt, bro. I'm ready.
I know. That's what I said. I gotta get me one. So we're both in them. Oh God, yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, let's wrap this shit up, man.
Yeah, wrap it up, man. That's a good place to end it today.
Yeah, yeah. This dude, I've been working so hard like the last few weeks, and like the idea of doing a podcast at night, I was dreading it because I'm like, dude, I'm gonna be so fucking tired. But like, I feel like I'm delirious right now, so like, it all works. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the right mind state that one needs to be in this. Okay, let's see, audience. What the fuck? Please verify. Not now. I don't want to verify my identity. What the fuck? Oh, okay. What? Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Well, I got confused because like it's like verify your information. I'm like, no. And then it's like, okay, you don't have to. And then And then I look there, and the first Patreon's name, it says Luke Gelman, and then it says current tier free. And I was like, wow, that's impressive. So, free 99. Okay. Thank you to our Patreons. We love you guys. If you're interested in becoming a Patreon, Ben will tell you how at some point. I will be not listening. Kyle Foote for the footwork, woodwork. Matthew Gerard, who asked me politely to stop telling people he's given free rides. He's like, dude, you got to stop telling people that. And I want to let you know, that doesn't mean he's not given free rides. Okay,
that's true. He didn't say he's not. Yeah.
He never denied it. He just said, stop telling people, which means business must be picking up. Lee Oman. Regal Street. Big Mike Holmes. I spent a lot of time with Mike, too, at Makers Camp. Big Mike Holmes for the Broken Lad Woodworks. Dave, One Grit Work from the Rustic Joy Woodworks. A lot of woodworking people in here. My mom, Elise Gelman. Tim from Turgworks. He still likes us. I wonder if we lost a patron or two. Dave Thriller Miller. He's I don't know. He's got a beard like one of those space whales with the tentacles on the back.
Okay, from Ahsoka. I got it.
Yeah. He looks like a Purgle, you know. Which I had a funny joke for him. He was using that laser pecker, right, to laser his head onto something. Yeah. And I commented on his video. I said, so if you're using a laser pecker to do your head, I'm like, does that make you a peckerhead? And like that fucking video had like a million views. My comment had like 40 likes, dude. I was like, oh my God. Billy Estes from the Simple Wood Woodco. We haven't heard shit from Billy in a minute, man. I know, Billy, we need proof of life because they keep charging your credit card. Corey Stanley from Odyssey CNC. Saw him at Makers Camp. Eric, the unofficial lube of the podcast from Bumble Shoots. Eric hung up with him. Alan from Ormworks, the Collingwood Canoe Company. Grant from Dad Crafted, who made the most crazy fucking haunted house with his brother. Ryder Clark from Ryder's Custom Creations. The man they won't let into the United States, Jason Sullivan from J.M. Sullivan Woodworks. I don't think they're going to let him in the United States. Kamani from Van Stray Designs. The fine folks at P.L. Smith. I got to hang out with them a lot at Maker's Camp.
That's awesome.
Dude, fucking Luke's wife was hilarious. She's, you know, she's pregnant as all get out. And yeah. She's like, I'm fucking done with this shit. Fuck this. She's like, I'm hungry. And dude, she was on Sunday night, they have a big barbecue.
Yeah, yeah.
She was first in line at the barbecue.
She's feeding two. That girl's always pregnant, it seems like. I feel like I've only ever seen her pregnant. It's crazy.
Well, you know, and I saw her walking off with two plates, and I'm like, no one's fucking with you, girl.
no chance.
Yeah. No. No. Otis from Pine and Elite Woodworks. Who needs to change his account name?
No, it's dude. Pine Scent Woodworks.
Oh, Pine Scent Woodworks.
Elite Woodworks.
Yes. Elite Pine Scent Woodworks. Dude, this motherfucker. Dude, somebody else came into the Patreon and changed their name. Okay? It's now Nip Bryn Woodworking. Son of a bitch.
Nip Bryn. Nip
Woodworking. Nip.
You don't mess with old Nip's Brim, dude.
Oh,
don't mess
man. With him. The one-man Canadian Mountie, Judd from Nivens and Sons. Your Apocalypse BFF, Justin from Campfire Woodworks. I'm not going to be able to get through the last one. And Tracy, and I got to meet Mac this weekend.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, from M&T Woodworks. Mac was great. We all had the same opinion about Mac, which is you need to get out more. We'd like
did they flip you off in person, because I feel honored if I got flipped off in person by Mac, because that's what they do on all their videos.
Oh no, she was more, you know, I'll be honest with you, the vibe I got off of Mac was like, if you want to start some shit, like, just let me know. Like, if you need somebody to stand behind you and crack knuckles, like, Mac's my person, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's awesome. They seem like awesome people. So, and Tracy, she messaged me right after Maker Camp and was like, I'm now getting a lathe because I'm hooked. Because they got to turn some pens at Maker Camp. So like they were all hooked on it now. So I guess they're going to get a lathe, which is really cool. So
Tracy was cracking me up though, man. Cause like there's might be a foot height difference between the two of them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And like Tracy's just fucking walking around with Mac everywhere. And like every time Mac has any kind of like outgoing, like social interaction, Tracy's just staring at Mac with like a big shit eating grin. Like, I'm so proud of you. You're talking to people. You're doing great. You're doing great. I love you. Just talk more. You people will see how great you are. Mac's like, I will fucking murder everyone here. That's great.
I love it. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, dude, thank you guys for being our wonderful patrons. We love you guys so much. We appreciate you guys so much. And we do this for you. And honestly, we do. Yeah. And, you know, if you guys want, anybody else out there listening wants to be a patron, there's a link at the bottom of every episode. Feel free to click it and join up with us and come join one of the craziest, coolest text threads out there in social media, man.
Dude, seriously. We're the best podcast on the internet.
Man, yeah, for sure.
We won that award. We just did an award show and we won. Best podcast 2023, The Jointery. Fuck you at the Woodshop Podcast. This is what we need is to start a beef with a successful podcast. That way, like, we can get more followers.
Dude, we need to record some commercials and try and get other podcasts to play our commercials. That's what I was going to talk to you about that this week.
If we had a challenge other podcasts to anything, right? Like any kind of challenge, dude, I think we would hold our own.
Oh, hell yeah, bro. We got
dude,
this
we
shit.
We can take fucking Pete and Dan. Like, man, what the fuck? They got shit on us.
Nah.
Like,
nah.
Dude, and I hope one of our fucking patrons, who's also a patron of their podcast, tells them.
Weren't you just on their podcast?
I was. We had a lot of fun. Well, I gotta start some shit with somebody, you know? they're fucking prime, man. Look, Daniel Dunlap has a come fuck with me face. So fuck you motherfuckers. Don't fuck with the Sawdust Talk ones though, because they're like really successful, and I don't want to get blacklisted from anything.
The Little Bug guy. We can't talk about Little Bug.
Who's Little Bug?
Isn't that the Sawdust Talk guy, Brendan from Little Bug?
No. I was talking about. Oh, sorry, not Sawdust Talk. No, Shop Sounds is what I meant to say.
Oh, Shop Sounds.
Yeah, don't fuck with Jason and Keith, man.
No, we can't fuck with them, man.
Oh, by the way, there's now an alliance of Keiths.
Is there really? Keith Decent, Keith Jackson.
The League of Keiths.
The League of Keiths. Well, there's a League of Lukes, too.
There?
You guys got a Luke Smith, you, Luke, Lucas, D'Angelo.
Dude, the three of us could fuck up anybody. Come at us.
Come at me, dog.
Yeah. You know, Luke Smith is so fucking tall, he'll slap you before you even get close to him.
He covers the high ground, you cover the middle ground, Lucas covers the low ground.
Oh, dude, no, I go low. I'm only nut shots. Hi. I meant take it away, Tim! Balls, balls, balls! Wait, that was last year. Wait, beef and stuff. Damn it. Fucking, we take 3 days off on this podcast. Fucking shit.
You irreverent motherfucker.
Fuck you. Fuck you. God, I'm gonna...
This has been a Conman Creative production. Text us anytime at 908-768-2664 or send us a message on our Instagram, The Jointery Podcast. You can find Ben at Condorosa Creations or Luke at Luke in the Garage. Everywhere that social media is sold. That's garage, not garage. Say it properly.